Hello everyone, I'm Dora Martin and this is audio number 4. So what I'm going to talk about is people often ask me whether there is part of me in my book. The answer to that is yes. And I'm going to give you a couple of instances, not necessarily in the order that there are in the book, but two instances, two experiences that I have had that I thought would be good to put in the book. The first one is years ago. I was asleep and I fell into a dream. It was a strange dream. I don't know how I knew, but it was a man. He came into my room. At that time, it seemed real. I could feel his presence, and I could feel him walking around my bed, and I could hear him breathing. It was so real that I thought I was awake. I can recall thinking, oh my goodness, someone has broken into my flat, and there's a man in my room. He walked around my bed and I felt him lean over me and he whispered, I'm going to have you. No matter how long it takes, you're going to come to me. Then silence. I froze. I didn't move. I dare not look out under the covers. But then I woke up. I woke up and it was dark and there was no one there. It was just me. And I realized that I was dreaming. That really freaked me out. I had no idea that I was sleeping. It was so real that in my mind, I was totally awake. So that's experience number one. I thought that would be good to put in the book. So that goes in the book. The second one is even more strange. This also happened years ago. I was walking through my local shopping mall or shopping center, and as I was walking, I kind of I lost my footing, or it was as if I was walking down a step, even though it was a level floor. And as my feet tried to catch its balance, I had a strange sensation went through my body, and I could feel myself moving in slow motion as I tried to put my foot forward to take the next step. I could feel myself going forward frame by frame. As I went forward frame by frame, it was as if I was going through some kind of, I don't know, electricity, but a tingling sensation was going through me, and I was walking through something. I have no idea what it was. As I was going through this sensation, I could hear noises all around me, and the noise that I heard was not the noise of the environment of the shopping mall that I was in. It was totally different. Different sounds and different hustle and bustle. It was as if I was in a different place. I know I was in a different place. Anyway, as my foot touched the ground as my next step, I came out of this thing, this sensation, and I caught myself. And I thought, oh, this is strange. I looked behind me as if I expected to see a door or something, but obviously there was nothing there. I was so amazed by what happened. I turned around and I tried to go back into the spot. Anyone watching must have thought I was a bit weird, because I was like going back and forth trying to find the spot where I had this feeling. Anyway, I couldn't find it, so I just went on my way shopping. But when I came back through the shopping mall, I tried to go back into the exact spot that I had walked through to try and find that time loop again, whatever it was. In my mind, I felt as though I had walked through some kind of time loop, porthole, parallel dimension, because what I heard was totally different to what was actually going on in the mall. When I tell people this experience, they think that I'm a bit crazy. So I thought, you know, you can think that I'm crazy, but this is a good story. I'm going to put it in my book. I'm going to put it in my book and you are going to read it and you're going to think it's absolutely brilliant. So it's in the book. So that's just two experiences I have. That is part of me. So when you get to it and you read it and you say, oh, I know what this is. This is the part that Dora Martin, the author, said, you know, she experienced this and she put it in the book. And when you read it in the context of the experience of the characters, it'll be so much more exciting. You'll go, wow, I heard it first. So I hope you enjoy that little talk there. And I look forward to speaking with you again and hope you will join me for my next audio. Bye for now.